Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome, friend, to the Business of Personal Brand Photography. My name is Paula Brennan. I am your host here over in this little corner of the world in Australia, and I am bringing my love of personal brand photography to the world. Now, today, what I thought I would do is I would take you back just a couple of years in my business when I first moved to where I live right now. Now, I have always been a little bit of a mover and a shaker. I like to change my environment a lot. I like to change things up. And I'm also a very social person. So when I first moved to this place where I live now in Queensland, which was nearly a decade ago or over a decade ago now, I actually joined a lot of networking groups. So I got into a thing where I just loved going and seeing and meeting other business owners. Now, I didn't always love it. I must admit, sometimes it was a little bit tedious, but it was definitely a way for me to get myself out there. And if you are, you know, new-ish to business, it can be a great way to meet new people in a new place. I found I made a lot of friends when I went to these networking communities, a lot of friends that I still have to this day. And of course, a lot of associates, right? So we all meet kind of associates. But I found that it was just a really great way for me to kind of like get myself out there, to find out about new things, to find out about other businesses. And obviously, you know, in this personal brand space, it was a great place for me to find new clients. It wasn't necessarily the reason why I was going to a lot of these things, but it definitely was a byproduct of going along to these meetings. Now, of course, a little thing happened in 2020 that we all know about, and it shut down a lot of things. And I found that I kind of got myself into a little bit of a comfort zone, I would say, where I just enjoyed being at home. And funny to me, which, you know, I only kind of like reflect on now, the little sort of social butterfly in me kind of got a bit dampened. And I almost got to the point, particularly it sort of hit me, I guess, at the end of 2022, where I'd become, I wouldn't say reclusive, but I definitely had gotten myself into a place where I just wanted to stay home more than I wanted to go out. And I had definitely had got into this stage when it would come to connecting with other business owners or anything like that outside of my regular day-to-day work. Now, of course, I get to connect with lots of photographers because I'm educating people. So, you know, I had the benefit of sort of having a social community coming from my office and my screen. But in terms of like face-to-face and meeting new people and kind of getting out of my little safety net, I would say I definitely had closed down a lot of the walls in my life. And I would say now, reflecting on that time, probably not for the better. Now, I have a wonderful woman in my life who is what I would call a fantastic connector. So when I first moved to where I live now, she was actually the leader of one of the biggest networking groups that is in the area that I'm in. She was the president, you would say. And she has always sort of been great at connecting groups of women together. And so I actually got an invitation from her at the start of last year. And it was to come to a very small group of women's luncheon sort of thing. And I sort of looked at this email and I was like, oh gosh, I just don't want to go. And the commitment was to go once a month, every Friday. And I was like, I really know that I should. There's that word that I could. It's not that it wasn't intriguing to me. It just was one of those things that I just was like, I'm not feeling it. But I had to examine that because I'd gotten to that stage where I wasn't feeling a lot of things. I wasn't feeling like going for the lunches. I wasn't feeling like going out for dinner with friends. I wasn't feel like going out to places that I'd normally be getting out and about into, right? I just sort of had closed down the walls a little bit and gotten into my own little kind of like comfort zone. And so I decided to say yes. And I decided to make a commitment that I would turn up every month last year for the year. And it was one of those things that you kind of had to like prepay. So she's very good at making people kind of put their money down. So I kind of like would pay up a few months in advance. So I'd already paid. And sure enough, every Friday would come around that this lunch was on each month. And I'd be teetering on the edge. The lunch is starting at midday. I'd be teetering on my edge on the edge at like 9 o'clock every morning going, oh, I'm just gonna not go there. I'm just gonna like not do it, you know? Cause it just felt safer to stay at home and I had lots of work to do and I'd be like, oh God, they've got so much stuff I could get done. And, you know, I'd just stay in my own little space. All of those objections would come up. But then I'd go, no, I can't leave her down because I feel very close to the woman that's organized all of this. And I'd be like, I'm not going to let her down. And I'd show up. And sure enough, as soon as I got there, I just felt so warm in this room. This crowd of women are just incredible. And she attracts very beautiful people in terms of spirit. And the way that the lunch has been set up is very intimate. And it's not about business. It's just about sharing with women who get you. And just a really, really beautiful environment. Really lovely. And every time I come away, I just feel so grateful. I almost feel annoyed that I have to kind of like often leave early because I've got to pick up my daughter from school or other commitments that I might have made. And I float away and I'm so incredibly grateful. But every single time the next month rolls around, I get the same kind of objections. Now, it's a muscle that got definitely stronger, the kind of the will and the drive to go kind of got stronger, but you know, different things going on in your life and you know, kind of, oh, same thing. And it got to the Christmas party last year and I got to the morning of and I just wasn't feeling good in myself. I was just like, I was just not feeling great. But I said, do you know what? I'm going to put on a little sparkly headband. I'm going to, you know, put on the sequins. I'm going to make myself go. And as I got there, a bunch of people were canceling and letting this beautiful lady down. And it just kind of, I don't know, it was just one of those things that just, I got there and we were supposed to have something like 24. And by the time we got to the lunch, I think there was 16 or 17. But do you know what? The group that was there, it was just such an amazing, beautiful experience. And again, just fully cemented why I should and could and need to keep going to these things because it was just a beautiful space where women just shared and we just, again, not about business, not about publicity, none of that sort of stuff. We just celebrated everybody and, you know, just pat ourselves on the back for a good year and all the things. And I just have recently come back from the first one for the year and this group is growing. So we've had to move to a different restaurant because the numbers are there and we need to get to a bigger restaurant. But it just, I think just showing up to these lunches every week has just shown me the power of just showing up again because I think it's been one of those things that, you know, 2020 knocked us all in the guts. So I was having a conversation with my daughter about this the other day and she was saying, Mom, the post-pandemic, the hangover of it is finally gone. Everybody's like, TikTok said it. Everybody's talking about it, that it's finally gone. Like 2024 is it and it's all here and it's all amongst it. And I have to say that like amongst my group of friends and everything, I'm really, really starting to feel this. I'm really starting to feel that people are just like pushing back out of their comfort zones. And I look, I have to thank the beautiful group of women in this community that I've become part of. There was only, I think it was 16 of us that responded positively to her email at the start of last year. And this year, we've now got something like 30 people that are on the wait list to turn up to this lunch every week or every month when it happens, because the all of us are kind of like buzzing and so kind of vibrant about this community and just wanting to share it with everybody and, you know, have everybody that we love be a part of it. And I just think that there's something to like communities coming back again and really sort of like enjoying community. If you didn't hear it on my recent episode with Lisette, I think it was number 71, we were talking about, you know, like being in communities with people and really kind of connecting with other photographers and that kind of thing. And I like, it's not always easy to connect with other photographers, but simply connecting and hanging and networking with people who are on your same level. And I don't mean from a level of like needing to like hand out business cards, because there was definitely a phase when I was, you know, back in my networking days where I kind of ended up at a few lunches or breakfasts where it was all just about pushing your business card into other people's faces and no one was really listening to each other. And I'm thankful that now I'm part of a community that doesn't have that sort of energy. And I want to encourage you today, if you haven't got that, to go and find it or create it for yourself, because I think that there's something to be said for like jumping out of your potential comfort zone that you might have created in your home office, in your work environment, where you're not perhaps like connecting with other people. And I'm probably just talking out loud to myself right now, but I connect all the time and I get kind of almost exhausted with connecting with clients and with students and things like that, because I give so much of myself to those people. But I think that there's something to be said for just showing up with other people when it's not necessarily from a gain perspective. So there's no monetary kind of interaction that comes with those, you know, and it's different to what I get with my girlfriends. Okay. So my friends is a whole different level of joy and laughter and sharing and that kind of thing, but maybe they don't necessarily get me on a business level. So I'm talking about maybe finding connections with people who are doing it like you are. So people who are building businesses, who might be in the early stages, or who are maybe at a similar level to you. The group that I've become a part of and that I'm getting to enjoy and really like enjoying over the last 12 months, those ladies are actually all at a certain level of business, and that's the reason why that they were all brought in. Okay, so they're all business owners. Again, no discussion of business whatsoever. Not at all. We do give business tips and hacks and life things like that and life tips, but there's no sell. Okay. It's nothing. It's definitely not about that. It's not like your B&Is where you go in and it's definitely you're there to build business. This is not that community. I'm talking about finding a community of people who are like you, who are at a similar stage, whether it's startup or you may be in the first couple of years, or maybe you're at top level in your business. Finding people like that who can support you on a different level, who you can share with. A lot of people might call this like a mastermind. I'm not necessarily even saying that you need to go into one of those, but perhaps that's an opportunity that might lay around you somewhere. But finding a group of people that you can just connect with, who you can share with. And I don't connect with many of these ladies outside of this scenario, okay? A couple of them are my friends, but most of them I only see at this thing. And there's something about that too. There's something about just that sort of like we connect, we deep dive, and then we leave, and we leave that in the room. And it's a wonderfully private environment. So none of us, we've all got kind of like a code where we don't share what we talk about. And it's just, yeah, such a beautiful group. So I'm hoping that maybe me sharing this with you today, sharing my journey, yeah, to coming back to a sort of like a sense of social sort of connection in a different forum will help you too, because I'm a really tactile person. I love to hug people. I love to meet people in person. And as I say, I get a lot of this connection with clients, but there's a different sort of energy level when I'm with clients and I'm having to like sort of support them and bolster them up and sort of be professional, you know, whereas going to something like this and maybe going to finding a group of people on your level where there's no sort of exchange, where you're not having to hold space, where you can just be You can contribute when you want to, but you don't have to be there, be all end all. That's just such a nice place to be. So my friend, I hope that this episode might have just given you a little bit of a sprinkle of joy today, or a sprinkle of inspiration to get out there a little bit more if you're feeling a bit disconnected. And yeah, hopefully this will, yeah, give you a little bit of an impetus or a push to just push past that kind of level of comfort zone that you might be feeling right now, because I think that the pandemic definitely did a number on a lot of us. And it's so weird because it's so long ago, and yet I feel like the ripple effect is still kind of being felt. But as my daughter said, and as TikTok is saying right now, that ripple effect is just about to end, or it has ended, she said. January, mum, was the shift. And so if TikTok said it, then it should be show. So my friend, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if so, you might consider maybe just leaving me a little comment on DM me on Instagram. That would be lovely, at Paula Brennan. And if you're enjoying it even more than that, you might consider giving us a review wherever you're listening to this episode, because that's really helpful for other photographers and creatives to find this podcast and to join this little community. All right, my friend, till next time. I'll still